That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run. So I ran to the end of the road. And when I got there, I thought maybe I'd run to the end of town.
President Carter, suffering from heat exhaustion, fell into the arms
of... When I got there, I thought maybe I'd just run across Greenbow County. And I figured since I run this far, maybe I'd just run across the great state of Alabama.
That, of course, is Tom Hanks in the 1994 film Forrest Gump. It is a beautiful day today for a run and for our regular segment, Be Well, where we focus on your wellness and ours, and we're talking about running. We'd love to hear from you, too, on Twitter or through text message. You can tweet us at Radio Boston, or if you're in our texting group, you can text us at 617-766-0382. Again, that's 617-766-0382. But here to talk more about running as a sport, running for fitness, and for fun is Dr. Adam Tenforti, an associate professor at Harvard Medical School and medical director at the Spalding National Running Center. Welcome, Dr. Tenforti.
Thanks for having me.
So we've invited you here as part of our wellness series, and can you start by telling us what running does for wellness inside the body and also inside the mind?
Absolutely. So I look at running as a really great sport because it does allow for overall physical activity that can be helpful for the heart, the lungs, for muscle, bone strength, but it also can be extremely helpful for stress relief and for overall mental health and wellness.
So I want to hit the ground running, if you will. We have gotten a lot of listener feedback about running and about this segment, and a lot of the questions center around how to get started. So I'm going to start with a couple of rapid-fire questions for you. And one of the members of our texting group, Shyaneka, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, in Maynard, asks, what are the best running routes for a novice?
So I think the first thing is that running can be enjoyed by a majority of Americans, and if you're not used to doing the sport or you have any health concerns, just talking with your regular doctor to make sure there aren't any other medical issues that need to be considered as you introduce a new form of physical activity. In terms of routes, I really think it's nice to start with areas that might be a small loop, so that if you are feeling overly fatigued, you have an opportunity to take some recovery. Nice even surfaces, scenic areas. A lot of people like to run outside, but making sure that it's a safe area where you're not at risk for motor vehicles getting in the way of where you're running, where you have good visibility, and then wearing clothes that make you visible, particularly if you're running at times that are darker during the year.
So we have another listener question from Will in Cambridge, and that is, what is the second wind, technically?
Second wind. So a lot of individuals will describe when they first start running that it can be extremely fatiguing, and sometimes we see these paradoxical responses where after the body becomes more adapted to running, they actually find that they feel a lot better as they continue to run. So that oftentimes can be a stumbling block for individuals who are not used to running, where they may feel very fatigued, their muscles might feel achy and sore, or they may feel out of breath, and to recognize that if you give yourself a little bit more time to adapt, sometimes people will have this second wind phenomenon where they actually start to feel better the longer they go.
Okay, and also we heard from Heather in Somerville, who says she is 40 years old, and she texted us to say that, you know, she's started up running again after a six-year hiatus and ankle surgery, but she feels like her whole life she can only make it 8 months or so before being sidelined by an injury. So how would you recommend that people would avoid injury, or what should people be looking out for when it comes to pain and injury while running?
So first off, I'm very sorry to hear of this listener's experience. We sometimes encounter this with individuals who are recovering from an initial injury, and as they return back to the sport, if they haven't addressed the mechanical deficits at that area of their first injury, their ankle, they may start to have knee pain or other parts of their body that start to hurt. And so that certainly would be a time in which I'd recommend, seeing a running medicine specialist like myself or someone within the system, the Mass General Brigham system, sports medicine system that I'm part of, where we really like to take a comprehensive approach to looking at individuals with running-related injuries. And looking at those impairments is something that shouldn't be given the blanket statement, well, if it hurts, don't do it, because that oftentimes becomes a barrier for people continuing to enjoy a sport that can be safe. In terms of those that start to get into running, understanding what is good pain versus bad pain can be a little bit of a challenge. In general, we believe that if the pain is mild, pain kind of in that 0 to 2 out of 10 scale, if that pain improves with physical activity and is getting better as someone continues to advance the amount of running they do, it should not necessarily be a cause for concern. We do recommend taking some precautions if pain is getting progressively worse during a run, because that could represent a more serious injury, such as a bone injury, or perhaps could be a sign that there's an underlying injury that needs to be addressed first before continuing to advance running. Or if someone is running in a way in which they feel they're compensating, for example, they're starting to feel their other knee hurts because they feel like they're landing a little bit differently on their affected side.
Well, I want to jump in here actually quickly and ask you, while we have time, to talk a little bit more about the mental health benefits of running and this type of aerobic exercise. What's going on inside the brain?
It's a really good question. A lot of runners will describe a phenomenon known as a runner's high, and we don't exactly know why that happens. It's actually been postulated, though, that there's a number of neurochemicals oftentimes that overlap with some of the signals associated with managing anxiety and depression. And as someone who commonly sees injured runners, I recognize a large proportion of them will struggle with, feeling moody or feeling like some of their underlying mental health is taking a hit when they can't exercise. And I think there's enough to be stressed. We're continuing to live with this COVID-19 pandemic, and being able to physically be active can really have a lot of natural ways of helping the brain and the mind to cope and for people to deal with stress relief. So
I think that's why
just as in general, we believe that physical activity is so important, and the American College of Sports Medicine recommends at least 150 minutes of moderate exercise per week, as long as there's no underlying health issues that limit ability to participate in physical activity.
Well, I want to jump in here and bring one more voice into this conversation. Joining us in the studio to talk more about running in our community is Benjamin Lipiecki, one of the organizers of the group called The Most Informal Running Group Ever, Boston. Welcome, Benjamin.
Great to be here.
Okay, Benjamin, any tips for new runners getting started in terms of especially the right gear?
The right gear is as simple as just having a good pair of shoes. Honestly, as long as you can get out that door, got a good pair of shoes on, comfortable outfit, go for that run.
Okay, and then I want to talk a little bit about motivation as well with you. I've heard a lot of my friends talk about apps or gadgets that kind of keep them going. I know Couch to 5K is one that comes to mind. I guess, do you have any advice for people that can, any advice for runners who might need a little extra motivation, get over that slump, get out there?
Well, it's one thing to have an app. Strava's always a good one. There's a good social aspect to it. I have a lot of friends on the Garmin app, but I can't speak highly enough of joining a physical running club, seeing people in person. That's the best way to motivate yourself.
Okay. And also, since you run a running group, no pun intended there, but, you know, when you think about distance versus speed as a group, how do you handle that?
I always tell people the only person you need to run faster or farther than is yourself. So it's what you're looking for. A nice way to mix it up is to sign up for different length races. Then you have something else to train for. But honestly, whatever you feel comfortable with, if all you have in you is a mile and a half that day, then just get out there and do a mile and a half.
I want to ask a slightly more technical question for Dr. 1040. And that is, what is gait analysis? And should new runners be thinking about proper form and that kind of thing?
So it's a great question, and gait analysis is really the concept that we're trying to evaluate how someone moves, how hard they land, what their alignment looks like while they run. And we think of this as a potential way to try to help runners to be more efficient if they're healthy, or if they're injured, to find ways to help them to move better. So gait evaluation and retraining is one thing we do offer as a part of our sports medicine program. And we really think of that particularly when an athlete has really struggled with injuries. Despite doing strengthening exercises, it really hasn't corrected the way they move. Benjamin and a lot of these other social teams may also incorporate aspects of working on gait through form drills and other ways to help people to move better, and with an idea of trying to prevent injuries and improve performance. And I think that's a very reasonable way to kind of incorporate better movement strategies and again to facilitate the social aspect, because oftentimes these can be done together as a group.
Benjamin, I'm going to shift back to you for the next question. What is your favorite running path or paths, if there is a couple?
Well, I have to give it up for the rivers around Boston. Running around the Muddy River it's a gorgeous park. Olmsted, you got the history right there too. But my personal favorite is along the Charles River. If you go to Nonandom Circle over by Community Rowing, you can do a nice little loop through Watertown and Waltham. Got trees on top of you. You don't have the sun. You don't have to worry about it. Lots of waterfalls and stuff. It's really nice.
Is, having that scenery, does that help bring people in, do you think?
Absolutely. One of the things we do on our Thursday night runs is pick a different spot to run every single week. And that way you get to mix it up. The variety is the spice of life. Spice of running, too.
I totally agree with you there. Okay, and that question for you too, Dr. 1040, very quickly.
Absolutely. I love running on the Charles as well. I also live on the South Shore, so getting into the Blue Hills and getting some of those trails and shade, especially during the summer months, can be really nice.
All right. That was Dr. Adam 1040 and Benjamin Lipiecki. He is one of the organizers of the most informal running group ever. Thank you, Benjamin, and thank you, Dr. 1040.
Thank you.
Thank you.